To the meeting of Exmouth Town Council's Planning Committee. I'm Councillor Lynn Nelson, Chairman of the Planning Committee. This is a formal meeting of the Planning Committee and we will follow the agenda which has been published on the Council's website. As with meetings held in the Town Hall, members of the public will be given the opportunity to speak during public participation but will not be permitted unless invited to do so by the Chairman to speak at other times. The Clerk has the ability to mute or remove anyone if that is required. It is impossible to hear everyone if we all speak at once. So, councillors, I would ask that we have some order and that if you wish to speak, you either use your reactions button at the bottom or you indicate to me by waving your hand that you wish to speak or interject. If necessary, the planning officer will display any documents using her share screen function. And in order to avoid your technology being compromised, please do not use chat unless you wish to register your desire to speak or if you have technical problems, and do not respond to any messages made via chat. I'd now like to introduce the councillors present, and those who are able will wave to ensure that you identify yourselves. Councillor Fred Cagill. Councillor Andrew Coleman.
Hello.
Councillor Cherry Nicholas. Councillor Brian Toy. Thank you. Councillor Brian Bailey.
Yeah.
Councillor Mike Rosser, Councillor Tim Dumper, Councillor Joe Whibley, Councillor Frank Cullis, and we also have with us Mayor Councillor Steve Gazzard. Thank you all very much. So we'll move on to the agenda. I've received no apologies for absence, and I, as far as I'm aware, we have no members of the public that wish to speak on any of the items on the agenda this evening.
Nobody's registered to speak.
Thank you. Declarations of pecuniary interest and dispensation. Are there any members that wish to declare an interest in any of the items on tonight's agenda? Can you please show?
Hi, yeah. Could I just... I've been advised that I should probably say this before every meeting. I sit on the E7 Planning Committee and have the right to change my mind from any recommendations I may propose, second or vote on in this meeting, subject to further officer or external reports which may change my position. I hope everybody's okay with that. It's a way of me sitting on both. Okay?
No, that's standard, Councillor Whibley. We had that previously when we have had others on the committee and also on E7.
Brilliant.
That's
Thank
fine.
You.
Any other declarations of interest at all? In that case, I'll move on. The minutes of the meeting held on the 1st of September.
Lynn, sorry to interject. Councillor Dumper's got his hand up.
All right, Councillor Dumper, sorry.
Yeah, I just wanted to declare an interest in the application at 6 Lawn Road. I know the family of objectors next door.
Thank you. So I now go on to confirm the minutes of the meeting held on the 1st of September 2020. They have been circulated. Is it your wish I sign them as a true record of the last meeting? Any against? In that case, they're approved. Thank you. I have no items of urgent business. So we're going to consider the planning applications for consultation. We have none for Brixington. So we move to Halsden Ward, planning application number 20/1718 variance, 192 Hullam Road. Proposal variation of condition 2 of the approved plans of planning permission 19/1607 full, demolition of existing bungalow and erection of 3 two-storey detached dwellings to increase the footprint of plot 1 through the addition of 2-storey side extension. There are no comments from statutory consultees. We do have one representation to the original application, which I will ask Lisa just to summarise for us, please.
Certainly. So we've had one representation, an objection to the original application for the 3 dwellings, a strong objection to the proposed increase in footprint. The person that's written in said the proposal's too high, a housing density in relation to the existing plot size, and that it's out of character for the surrounding dwellings.
Thank you. I'll draw members' attention to the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan, policy EB2, which asks that new developments should be mindful of surrounding building styles and ensure a high level of design. Councillor Brian Toy.
Yes, this originally, and what we'll start with is our three separate houses, all of the same size on that plot. That's been approved. Can't do much about that. But there is one way we can get away with this, because although the plot is sort of, now it's stepped rather than a solid footprint, it's still, the footprint is still larger than the original one. And this breaches condition 10. Condition 10 stated that they could not increase the size of the buildings at all because of the size of the plot. And we originally tried to turn this down because of the overdevelopment of the plot, but we lost on that one. But I think condition 10 gives us a good reason to object to it.
Thank you, Councillor Toy. I'm happy to second that proposal and agree with the sentiments as expressed by Councillor Brian Toy. So as proposed and seconded for refusal on the basis that it is increasing the footprint, which is against condition 10 of the original planning application. All those in favour of refusal, please show. Any against? That's refused, thank you. Next application is 20/18584, 18 Lovell Close, construction of replacement extension. There are no comments from statutory consultees, no representations, and no Exmouth neighbourhood plan policies would really be needed in respect of this particular application. Councillor Brian Toy.
Yeah. I mean, this is really, it hardly increases the footprint at all by changing the conservatory into a proper building. There is a single story, no overlooking problems. There's no reason why we should object to it.
I totally agree, so I'll second. So proposed and seconded from approval. All those in favour? Any against? That's approved, thank you. Next planning application is 20/17544, 46 Springfield Road, construction of front dormer, window and new driveway. This is an amended plan relating to the front wall, new gates and timber fencing. As the Town Council, we had no objection to the original application, which was in respect to the dormer window and the driveway. But obviously amended plans is in respect to the front wall and the gates and the timber fencing. Again, I draw members' attention to the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan Policy EB2, which is that we are mindful of surrounding building styles and must ensure a high level of design. There are no representations. Councillor Brian Toy.
Yes, of course, the dormers are okay, no problem. There are loads of various sized dormers on that road anyway. But I do object to a wooden fence in the front of the property. Nearly the whole of the length of that road, there is a low wall, about 1 metre or less than 1 metre high, right along the road. And suddenly you hit a fence like that, it's going to look dreadful. So I think that interferes with the appearance of the outside of the property, and I would object to the fencing.
Okay, so do you want a split decision on that, Councillor Brian Toy, to say that we're happy with the front wall and the gates, but not the timber?
Everything's okay with the condition that they don't build a fence in the front.
Okay, so that's proposed and seconded for approval and reception of the front wall and the new gates, but we are refusing the timber fencing, which is, in our view, is not mindful of the surrounding of the building styles or the design in adjoining properties, and therefore against Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan EB2. All those in favour? Any against? No. Okay, thank you. The next application is 20/18784, 25 Phillips Avenue. Proposed ground floor rear extension to replace existing conservatory. There are no comments from statutory consultees, there are no representations, and again, members, I draw you to the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan, EB2, to ensure that we're mindful of surrounding building styles and ensure a high level of design. Councillor Brian Toy.
Yeah, quite often we're talking about replacing the garage with the buildings. It makes a change to replace conservatories, I suppose. This doesn't make much difference to the footprint of the property. There are no overlooking problems, so I propose that we do not object to it.
Happy to second. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? No, that's approved, thank you. There are no applications in the Littleham ward, so I'll move on to town. Planning application number 20-1742 full, 6 Lawn Road. Construction of single storey and two-storey extensions, including a roof terrace, rear dormer window and garage. There are comments from statutory consultees and representations, which I will ask Lisa if she would just summarise for you, please.
Certainly. So, Councillor Ollie Davey, statutory consultee as ward member for East Devon District Council, has expressed concerns about the size and extent of the proposed extension to an already substantial building. In his view, this constitutes overdevelopment of a limited space in a row of terraced houses and would create a building that's out of proportion with other houses in the road. The height of the proposed two-storey section and terrace would increase overlooking and shading of the neighbouring properties. Loss of open space would give rise to excessive surface water runoff unless suitable drainage is proposed. There's also one representation. It's an objection. Main concerns are overshadowing, that the proposed extension would significantly restrict light, sun on the rear aspects of the neighbouring house and reduce the amenity of their garden. This relates to privacy and overlooking. The proposed second floor roof terrace and bedroom side windows would also overlook their garden and their bedroom window. They think it's out of keeping. The proposed extension would look very different to other rearward extensions where heights reduce as you move through the house. There are no other roof towers, roof terraces or tower structures in the vicinity. The representation believes it's overmassing. The proposed large extension together with larger full width garage and new parking space would result in a large house with a small garden. The scale and unusual shape of the extension would completely dominate the area rather than blending in. In summary, the proposal would overwhelm the existing building and gardens.
Thank you. Thank you, Lisa. I draw of members' attention to the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan, EB2, which says that we should be mindful of surrounding building styles and ensure that there's a high level of design. Councillor Jo Whibley.
Thank you, Chair. I'm minded to agree with the two objectors. I think it is too big. It's difficult to tell from the plans if it fits in especially well with what's going on there, but I think it does seem to overshadow, it does seem to block light, and it does seem from the location plan that the increase in size isn't in proportion with the houses either side of it. So I'd be minded to suggest rejection.
Councillor Tim Dumper.
Yes, I'd second objection. I've actually been round and seen how it is from the next door property. The roof terrace idea is a completely new one, certainly for that area of Lawn Road. And it would certainly give shading and it would also give overlooking. It does seem, I mean, as far as EB2 is concerned, I think it's definitely against that. I mean, I've looked at, because there are some two-storey extensions which jut out at the back, but none to the extent that this one is proposed, and I really feel we should oppose it.
Thank you. Councillor Cullis, did you have your hand up, or we just... No? Okay. So it's proposed and seconded for refusal on the basis that it would be an extensive change and it would seek to be out of keeping, so therefore it would not be mindful of the surrounding building styles and therefore would be against EB2 of the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan, and also that it would be overmassing and would prevent light, so therefore would be overshadowing and restricting the amenity of the adjoining property. All those in favour of refusal? Any against? No, that's refused. Thank you. Next application is 20/17994, 105 Victoria Road. Proposed new one-bed annex with undercroft for two-vehicle parking. There are no comments from statutory consultees, but we do have two representations, which I'll ask Lisa if she'd summarise for us, please.
Certainly. So the representations say that the current main house has already been converted to flats, and this has led to parking disputes. This proposal would result in the loss of parking for the residents of the main house. The height and position of the current second floor extension and the proposal annex would result in overlooking into all adjacent neighbours' rear properties, both in Victoria and St Andrews Road. The provision of a lived-in garage space would set a precedent for other developers to sell off garages for residential use, further damaging the service road, which is narrow with a poor road surface.
Thank you. And I'll draw members' attention again to the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan, policy EB2, where we should be mindful of surrounding building styles and should ensure a high level of design. Councillor Tim Dumper.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Yeah, I fully agree with the objectors to this particular development. We've had a number of proposals in Victoria Road in particular, where they have been building on tops of garages or demolishing garages, making larger spaces, and all of it is contributing to the population growth in the area, which of course causes parking problems and other problems. I mean, antisocial behaviour has been mentioned, but I don't think that's really a planning reason. But I mean, it is overdevelopment, it will be overlooking, and there is a problem with it. Thank you.
Councillor Joe Whibley.
Yeah, I totally agree. Subject to other councillors wishing to have their say, I would second Councillor Dumper's proposal. I don't feel there isn't the amenities and the infrastructure to keep on doing this. Because they're big houses, they lend themselves to being converted to flats, but there has to come a time when there isn't any room in terms of the services that operate around them, and that includes roads and parking. So, yeah, I concur with Councillor Dumper.
Thank you. I can't see anybody else's hand up. Therefore, it's proposed and seconded for refusal on the basis that it would be overlooking adjacent neighbours' properties, and also that it would set a precedent and therefore would be against EB2 of the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan. All those in favour of refusal, please show. Any against? That's refused. Thank you. Now move on to Withycombe Raleigh, planning application 19/2710, major full, site of Red Gates and land at Tesco, Salterton Road. Proposed is the erection of an extra care assisted living accommodation, class C2, with communal facilities and car parking, erection of class B1 office accommodation and car parking, development to be accessed from Salterton Road. The amended plan this evening is a revised site layout and elevation plans dated 10th of August 2020. There are a significant number of comments from statutory consultees and representations, and I therefore ask members to be patient while I ask the clerk to read her way through this list.
Thank you. So the contaminated land officer commented on the 10th of September. He or she is recommending phased contaminated land condition. Natural England have requested further information as of the 10th of September. Southwest Water do not wish to comment. Devon County Council Flood Risk Management have said that additional information is required to demonstrate all aspects of surface water drainage management system have been considered. Devon County Council Highways have no objections. The Town Council considered this application on the 20th of January this year. Councillors objected on the grounds that this proposal for extra care homes with provision of office accommodation at the rear of the site to mitigate against the landers' employment use would be harmful to the interests of Exmouth. It had only been 10 months since the appeal decision. Nothing had been done to address the planning inspectorate's concerns over marketing of the site. There were only two sites in Exmouth allocated for employment use, and loss of this site for meaningful employment was considered unacceptable. The East End District Council landscape architect also commented in January, in principle, he or she had no objections subject to detailed design, impact to the site, trees and green infrastructure provision being addressed. East End District Council trees officer commented in March that in principle, the proposal was acceptable subject to any approval granted being conditioned, some additional information and the layout amended, moving the flats away from the western boundary. Environmental Health considered the application and commented on the 2nd of April. They recommended an odour impact assessment and that the layout should be reconfigured so that bedrooms are sited away from any noisy nighttime source. Alternatively, that the installation of appropriate mitigation, for example, mechanical ventilation systems, should be considered. There are several representations. Exmouth Community Association have commented, they've said that their objection remains, that the local plan stipulates 0.5 hectares of land for commercial use, while only 0.48 acres is proposed, and without any occupants being identified. There's another representation where the person objects to the retirement home element of the application. One representation in terms of there being no detail regarding the retention of the turning space for residents at Redgate Cottage, also concerns about how close the parking spaces for the units are to their house. Three representations in respect of the original application, and there were five letters of support in respect of the original application. Thank you.
Thank you. I draw members' attention to the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan, policy EE3, which reads that change of use from employment to residential leading to a reduction of employment land will only be supported if the existing site is no longer economically viable and the site has been marketed at a realistic price for a minimum of 1 year. Councillor Frank Cullis.
Thank you, Chair. I'm disappointed but not surprised to see this application back. Previously rejected this application, the development of 59 bedroom assisted living complexes. It sits quite clearly on land allocated to employment, as shown in figure 17, local plan allocations on page 63 of the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan. Unless I'm mistaken, the main difference between today's application and the one we previously rejected is the employment building. Previously a two-storey office block, now a single-storey industrial unit. So by my simple maths, the actual employment floor space has been reduced by 50% in this latest application. Let's be honest, this employment building is just a nice juicy carrot dangled in front of EDDC, a carrot designed by the developer to facilitate their prime objective to build profitable accommodation on land designated for employment. If the developer has identified the need for this assisted living space, then I recommend they find a more suitable location. I remind members of EEA1, which states the neighbourhood plan supports EDDC in preventing the change of use of allocated employment land. So far, I recommend refusal.
Councillor Brian Bailey.
Beg your pardon, is that, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Hello?
Yes,
right,
we can
thank
hear you.
I totally agree with Frank. Totally agree with Frank. This, as we all know, is allocated for employment land. A sweetener has been decided by the applicant, which I could call other things. I'm sure you're all aware of what I could call them, so I have to be careful. But it's not on at all. And I think, bearing in mind the inspector's report, less than 12 months ago, nothing has changed. In fact, as Frank said, it's got worse. So I would support him in his recommendation.
Thank you. Councillor Fred Cagill. Can't hear you, Fred.
Thank you.
He's not muted. Councillor Cahill, you're not muted, so I think it must be something to do with your audio speakers.
No, can't hear you at all.
Can't lip read.
Anybody knows sign language?
Councillor Cahill's just going to try and rejoin, I think.
I think he's disappeared for the moment. He's probably trying to sort out the audio connection.
Okay, do you want us to move on, or do you...
I think you better.
Councillor Brian Toy.
Yes, when I was on East Devon District Council, this is a few moons ago now, so we were complaining then that there was a lack of industrial land for Exmouth. And since then, we've had enormous residential development and loss of industrial land. So this puts the balance completely out. So I would agree to objecting to this one.
Yeah,
hello.
I can hear you, Fred.
I've just got a secondary mic. Plan B. Right.
Okay. Go ahead, Fred.
Right. Thank you, Chairman. What I was saying that is all of the land that is there is not wholly set over for employment land. It's only a proportion of it, as we know. The site was widely marketed back some 4 or 5 years ago, and there wasn't too many people coming forward. In fact, there was no people coming forward to actually purchase it for employment. Most, in fact, all the applicants that were looking at the site were purchasing it for residential. That said, as I said at the last meeting, I firmly believe that all these type of large developments, and we've just seen a very large development built on the old Morton site by another care home provider. We currently have a population of 48,000 odd people in Exmouth, and we have a health system in the terms of doctor surgeries that are all working to overcapacity. So I don't think this would help in any way in the fact that we've got, like I say, all the surgeries and all the health systems working to overcapacity. So I would also agree with refusal.
Thank you. Councillor Dumper.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Yes, one, I'm very much against this application for the reasons that most of us have said in the past. One thing I would like to focus on, a sort of a minor point, is the letters of support. I had a look through all the letters of representation, and it would appear that most of those letters of support were on standard sheets of paper, and I'm assuming that somebody actually coordinated those. So in a sense, although we had however many letters it was, I mean, I think they all seemed to come from a similar source. The other point I'd like to make is about economic development. Now, we had the issue when we were talking about the former Doyle Centre site, which was allowed because it had been marketed as in, employment land, etc., before, and nobody came forward. I just wonder whether we need to suggest to EDDC that they change their marketing strategy, they look at it in a different way. Now, I'm not saying that the present moment is very appropriate for that. Obviously, everybody's coming back from the coronavirus at the moment, and they'll have other things on their minds. But I do think in the medium to longer term, we need to think about different methods of marketing Exmouth as an employment centre. Thank you.
Thank you. I can't see anybody else wishing to speak. So it's been proposed and seconded for refusal. I presume really we're refusing out on the same grounds as previously. Yeah, Councillor Cullis is nodding at me. So that would be an objection on the grounds that this proposal would obviously would mitigate against the land as employment use, or would be harmful to the interests of Exmouth, in accordance with what we said previously. But also, obviously, we wish to also point out that it's against the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan EE3. And I think probably it's worth a comment, Councillor Duncan, that we do put on the bottom that, in view of past applications in a similar area, that perhaps they need to consider a different marketing strategy. It might be worth putting a comment on there. But refused on that. Councillor Cullis.
Yeah, also there's EEA1, which states EEA1. Quite clearly, yeah, the neighbourhood plan supports EDTC in preventing the change,
yeah,
of allocated,
yeah, land. Yeah, yeah. EEA1 as well then, Rons, please. Okay, she's nodding. So, as proposed and seconded for refusal on those grounds, all those in favour of refusal, please show. Any against? No, that's refused. Thank you. Move to planning application 20/18534, 22 Burnside, new single storey rear extension, new front porch, and external alterations. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. And again, I draw members' attention to Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan EB2, which is that we're mindful of surrounding building styles and ensure a high level of design. Councillor Cullis.
Yeah, I don't really see a problem with this. From reading his application, I think that he had pre-approval, or he sought approval before he got the designs done. I don't see if I recommend approval.
Councillor Brian Bailey.
Thank you, Chair. There are numerous types of extensions and porches already on Burnside. I can think of about 15. So it's not unusual. The precedent's been set, so I see no objections.
Okay. I don't see anybody else wishing to speak. So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour, please show. Any against? That's approved. Thank you. And the last planning application in Withycombe, which is 20/16066 Maiterfall, Exmouth Community College, Green Close, demolition of existing building and erection of new three-storey school building, associated landscaping and infrastructure, and erection of temporary teaching units during the construction works, together with the removal of bridge link to the science block. We've got comments from statutory consultees, which I'll ask Lisa just to run through. Thank you, Lisa.
So the Environment Agency have commented that they've got no objection. Devon County Council Flood Risk Management Team have said that the applicant should be required to submit additional information to demonstrate that all aspects of the proposed surface water drainage management system have been considered. The Contaminated Land Officer has suggested a remediation strategy is required in respect of the amosite asbestos fibres which have been detected, and recommends that condition CT3 is applied to any permission granted. I'm not sure what that is. Southwest Water have no objection.
There's normally a condition if you've got asbestos or any asbestos fibres or amosite asbestos, there is a condition that is applied to all properties of that nature that they to carry out to comply. That's not, you know, that's a general condition, should be found, and obviously it has been found in the survey.
Okay.
So any planning application will be subject to that, as well as the flood risk map. Additional information. Councillor Cullis.
Yeah, I've not looked forward to this one. I would love to reject this application, I really would. In my opinion, Exmouth, in terms of secondary education, has been sold short for a long time. Quick and easy option, sticking plaster solution of adding more buildings on a ever shrinking site has gone on for far too long. The amount of open green space left on the community college site is, in my opinion, pretty shameful, really. I think our kids need and deserve better. Every time this committee and EDDC2 approve a new house, that's possibly a new pupil requiring secondary education. In, say, the last 20 to 30 years, I would like to ask members to consider how much land they've given over to housing in comparison to how much land has been given over to secondary education. I was told a while ago that the comp had the highest number of pupils of any school in the whole of Europe. I don't know if that was true, but it suggests to me that even to be plausible, it suggests that a secondary school is long overdue. Unfortunately, though, new schools take a while to get planned and take a while to get built. So with a heavy heart, I'm going to have to recommend approval for this application, for this new block, to ensure decent learning conditions and capacity for the immediate future years. But I want to ask why this huge three-storey building has to be built. It's almost a school in itself. Why couldn't it have gone in a new area, a new place with plenty of ground? We create a whole new school. We give parents a choice which will then drive up standards at both schools. So in short, I recommend approval, but suggest to Exmouth it's time we start talking about this, to look at the issue and look long-term and talk long-term about getting a new secondary school in this town. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Councillor Cullis. So I just remind members that obviously it's Devon County Council that have to make a judgment of schools and have to decide if we need schools, and it goes on pupil numbers. I do agree with you, Councillor Cullis, regarding the number of pupils in the school, but unfortunately it's not something we can take into account because that's a Devon County County responsibility.
Well, even if we can't take it into account, hopefully it's something we can raise and get...
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with you, and we need to raise it with our county councillors, but it's something we can't take into account, in, unfortunately, in the actual planning application. Secondly, I just say it is demolition of an existing building, an erection of a new three-storey. So it's not a new building. It says demolition of existing building and erection of three-storey. So it's a replacement building. It's not a new building.
But the new building is pretty large. It's three stories.
Oh, no, I agree with you. But I needed to ensure that because the press are attending this meeting, and I want to be ensured that it does actually say demolition of existing building, not an additional building, just so that that's clarified. I don't disagree with your sentiment concerning a school and the fact that we need more school. Another secondary school, but it's just that it just needs to be clarified. Councillor Brian Bailey.
Thank you, Chair. I do agree entirely with Frank on everything he said, so I would second his proposal.
Thank you. So, Councillor Brian Toy.
Yes, I was the governor there once some years ago. And it's a ramshackle collection of buildings, really not fit for modern purposes. And they've been adapted and changed so that we can try and keep up with things. I agree that we do need a modern school, a modern building school there, for God's sake. I mean, it's the biggest, almost the biggest comprehensive school in the country. So we should be setting, you know, a prestige marker there. And I think there's a town full of people, there's going to be a bigger demand, so I'm sure that the school needs the extra space, so I can't see any reason why we shouldn't accept this. In the future perhaps the school might be rebuilt, but for the moment there won't be any funding for it anyway for a long time. I think we should approve it.
Thank you. Councillor Cullis.
Can I just reply to Councillor Toilet? I don't think there's any prestige in having the highest number of pupils at a school. I think that's actually something not to be very proud about at all.
But it's proposed and seconded for approval, but it will be subject to the DCC flood risk management team comments and also the contaminated land officer's recommendation that condition CT3 applied to the permission that's granted. All those in favour? Any against? So that's approved, thank you. There are no items for consideration, no items for information. So the only other item is the planning decisions, and the one at the 20-1360 17 Backton Lane, where we had no objection, but it's actually been refused. Other than that, it's similar, well, it's in line with the recommendations you made. So, with no other items on the agenda, I'll close the meeting. Thank you.